This is The State of Things. I'm Frank Stachow. Peter Lamb and the Wolves is a Triangle-based jazz band that's been performing jazz standards and original music for nearly a decade. For the group's latest album, they decided to invite some friends to join in the recording studio. The album is called Carolina Tiger Milk, and it features North Carolina musicians including saxophonist Maceo Parker, Django Haskins, members of the Mint Julep Band, and many, many more. Peter Lamb Quartet performs tomorrow night at the Irregardless Cafe in Raleigh, and Peter Lamb and the Wolves join me right now in the studio. Peter Lamb on tenor sax, Mark Wells on the keyboard and vocals, Pete Kimosh on the upright bass, Stephen Kaufman on the drums, and Paul Rogers on the trumpet. Peter Lamb and the Wolves, welcome back. Good to have you here.
Good to be here, Frank.
Welcome.
Thanks.
Welcome back. Tell us about this new album, Carolina Tiger Milk. You've got, it's a who's who of North Carolina musicians.
It really is. Yeah, we've been working on this since, I think, 2013, and there's 23 musicians on the album, and it's the best of the best, in North Carolina. I'm really proud of it. It's an example of all types of musicians. There's classical people, rock people, jazz people, blues people, gospel. And I think it's really special.
Was the point of it to create this all-star cast, or did you find yourself needing these kinds of musicians? I mean, which way did
the point was to create the all-star cast.
Yeah,
I think there's so many good musicians in North Carolina, and there isn't a real good representation in one place of them together. You know, You have like a gospel album or you have a blues album, but this is... It's the gamut.
All in one place. Well, they're not here right now, but maybe you'd play a song for us, and then we'll get a sample of some of the other records and music on this record that includes other musicians. But can you play something for us live?
Yeah. We're going to put on the Ritz, and this is on the album. Just so everyone knows, that's my brother Paul on the trumpet. So.
Putting on the Ritz, Peter Lamb and the Wolves live on The State of Things from their new album, Carolina Tiger Milk. Peter Lamb Quartet performs tomorrow night at the Irregardless Cafe in Raleigh at 9 o'clock. And we've got Peter Lamb on tenor sax, Mark Wells on the keyboard right now, Pete Kimosh on the upright bass, and Stephen Kaufman on drums, Paul Rogers on the trumpet. Great song. What blend of standards and new music do you like to, and is on this record, for instance?
So the album has, it starts and ends with a gospel song. So two gospel tracks, obviously Putting on the Ritz is on it. We do Basin Street Blues with the Sidecar Social Club, which is another great band here in town. We do I'm Evil with the Mint Julep Jazz Band. We do a classical piece that I wrote for Mary Boone and Murphy Chang, who Mary Boone plays flute in the North Carolina Symphony. And we do a rock and roll song, which is really a French waltz with Django Haskins, which is Under Paris Skies.
Yeah, let's hear a little bit of that just to get a sample of some of the other things that you might hear on the album, since we can't get all 21 of those other musicians in our studio.
Right on.
You talked about Django from The Old Ceremony, and here's a clip from the song on the record with Django. The song is called Under Paris Skies.
Ciel de Paris s'envole une chanson. Elle est née d'aujourd'hui dans le cours d'un garçon. Sous le ciel de Paris marchant des amoureux. Le bonheur se construit sur un air fait pour eux. Parisian love can blue hide in a sky like room or in a gay cafe where hundreds of people can see.
There's a little bit of Under Paris Skies, Peter Lamb and the Wolves with Django Haskins on the new album Carolina Tiger Milk. The Peter Lamb Quartet's going to be at the Irregardless Cafe in Raleigh at 9 o'clock, and that is tomorrow night. You went all French on us there.
Parisian. Yeah,
Django also speaks Chinese, too, right?
He speaks like 10 languages.
A bunch of languages.
He's a really smart guy.
You should do a record with Django and have each song in a different language.
I think that's a great idea.
Yeah. By the way, here's one if you're going to go to a French cafe. Try this one. Je voudrais un omelette de fromage de mes chaussures.
Was there cheese in there?
Yes, it was. It says, I would like a cheese omelet in my shoes. But it sounds sexy, doesn't it? You'd really want to go out with me after
album.
I said that. Old Ceremony. And you actually did an inauguration gig for Barack Obama, right?
Yes,
eight years ago.
Well, that was 4 years ago. Our first gig was an inaugural ball for his first election, and it was in Raleigh. But the second inaugural ball that we played was in D.C., and we were very honored to be there. And we were there were like 14 balls happening that night, and we were playing one of them for his inauguration. It was a huge honor.
Very cool. Would you do another live song for us right here?
Absolutely. This is Drown in My Own Tears featuring Mark Wells singing.
It brings a tear to my eye when I began to realize I've cried so much. Into each night, whoa, some rain.
Wells doing the lead vocals on that song with Peter Lamb and the Wolves, Drown in My Own Tears, from the album Carolina Tiger Milk, their latest. They're going to be at the Early Gardless Cafe in Raleigh at 9 o'clock tomorrow, and they're here in our studio now. Great song, an amazing energy. When we talked about this album of yours with all these different musicians, various genres, get into the studio, you have to kind of shift gears if you work with bands that kind of have a different ethic and different aesthetic.
Yeah, but you know, all of us play with a lot of musicians, and most of the people, except for like Mr. Maceo Parker, are people that we play with, and so we're very used to playing with other guys, and yeah, we do shift gears, but it's not super difficult.
Mint Julep Band, the Mint Julep Jazz Band played with them. Tell us about that number.
That's I'm Evil, and Lucian Cobb wrote that arrangement, and that's the trombone player who is Laura Winley's husband, the singer. And Paul and I have played many gigs with the Mint Julep. We love them, and I know they've been on your show.
Yeah.
They really wanted to do this song. It was a little newer than what they usually do. They usually do stuff from the 20s and 30s. I think it's a 40s or 50s song. So they weren't going to do it with their band. They thought it would be fun to do it with us.
Well, let's get a little bit of sample of the song I'm Evil from your new album.
Somebody's been kissing my baby since I've been gone. My baby don't love me like he used to now. Somebody's been hugging my baby since I've been gone. My baby don't hug me like he used to now. That's why I'm evil. I don't know what to do, but I'm evil. I've been thinking about you. I got the hoogie doogie doogie. Got the boogie woogie blues. Oh, yes.
It's just a little touch of I'm Evil, Peter Lamb and the Wolves, and members of the Mint Julep Jazz Band. The band's new album is called Carolina Tiger Milk. Peter Lamb Quartet performs tomorrow night at the Irregardless Cafe in Raleigh, 9 o'clock. You've been around for a long time, suggesting there is a good appetite for the kind of music you're making here.
I think so. I mean, we all of us play a lot, as much as we really want to. There's a lot of music in the Triangle, and it's a great place to be a musician.
And it's obviously a state with a great history. Maceo Parker, of course, North Carolina's own. What was it like to play with him?
Oh, my God. Wow. You guys want to say anything?
It's hard to put in words. It was kind of pinching yourself the whole time, like, is this really happening? But, I mean, what an honor, and what a great person. I mean, it's always great to be around someone that is the top of their field and is also just an amazing, gracious person.
Yeah, he was the track with Maceo on it has 9 people on it, and he was the first person there. And he lives in Kinston, and he tours the world constantly. And he was dressed to the nines. He was a gentleman. He came in. He brought everybody's energy up. I think, don't you think, guys?
Oh yeah.
I wondered about that, because I have actually seen that with accomplished musicians on a stage with students, and all of a sudden I've been listening to them play, and then this guy gets up there who's really, really good, and I just watch these kids. And not that you're kids, but the idea that you will play differently in the presence of someone with that much experience.
Yeah. Yeah, he raises the water and we float with him. I mean, it's like really, it's true. Absolutely.
And he improved you like even dressed up, right? Am I right about that?
Or
was that him who dressed up?
He dressed up. No, we had a photographer there for the whole session because it was so special. And he showed up just looking great. And we were a bunch of chumps.
The aforementioned chumps are Peter Lamb and the Wolves. Their new album is called Carolina Tiger Milk. Peter Lamb Quartet performs tomorrow night, 9 o'clock, at the Irregardless Cafe in Raleigh. Peter Lamb on tenor sax, Mark Wells on the keyboard and vocals, Pete Kimosh on the upright bass, Stephen Kaufman on the drums, Paul Rogers on the trumpet. You can find out more about the show and their music at our website, stateofthings.org. I'm going to play us out of that Maceo Parker piece, but I want to thank you guys for being here.
Thanks so much.
And we'll come back anytime. Great. State of Things produced by Laura Lee, Anita Rao, Charlie Shelton Orman, Katie Barron, and Laura Pelliser. Robin Copley is our technical director. Brent Wolf is WUNC's news director. North Carolina Public Radio is a broadcast service of the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill. I'm Frank Stacio. Once again, Peter Lamb and the Wolves with Maceo Parker.
So in the morning I sing, because I'm so happy. In the morning I sing, because I'm so free. Yes, you know that his eye is on.
Yes, in the morning I sing, because I'm so happy.